Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, July 1st episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. We've got over 60 well-curated podcasts. We've got a new one even now that we're working through evaluating. And I have great feelings about that one joining us. Again, great Christian content and wide variety of topics. So definitely worth your while. You will not go wrong going out there and finding something to listen to. So I would definitely encourage you to do so. I want to continue to point you at the final two links in our show notes. They are for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give, Send, Go campaign. We are striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school on our property to provide a trustworthy alternative within our community. So go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay's provided a very good description of what we're trying to do. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we'd ask you to pass the link along. The final link in our show notes is another Give, Send, Go campaign. It is for my brother and sister in Christ, Nathaniel Jolly and his wife. They are church planters up in Alaska, and they have a broken down vehicle, and the vehicle is critical for their ministry and for their family up there. And they are a great brother and sister in Christ. They're doing great work up there, but being church planters, they do not draw a salary. So needless to say, that can be an issue. So they need to fix this vehicle. They need approximately $8,000 to fix it. So go ahead and click on that link. Nathaniel actually gives you much more information than I just did about it. And then I'd ask you to do the same thing for them, to pray for them, to prayerfully consider giving to them, and to pass the link along so that others can do the same. All right. Well, again, I apologize for not getting a real episode out yesterday. Just too much stuff that went on Thursday night and then into Friday. I had a guest here while I was working from home. My son had to come over here. Their internet actually, from my understanding, they are site residents at a school here in Arizona where they live. And then he has a job where he works from home and has to have the internet. And from my understanding is at the school, the extreme heat, we were up pushing for 110 in the desert of Arizona, and the internet melted. Whatever the connections and whatever melted. So he had to come over here and hook up and work yesterday. So between all of that, I just wasn't even able to take a few moments to try to get something out. So this morning we're going to do a double episode. Meaning we're going to do a double amount of Bible reading. We're going to do Friday's reading and today's reading. So it's going to be a little bit more, and hopefully I'll hold out. My voice will hold out and everything. And I've got my coffee here with me. And excuse me, I don't mean to slurp, but it's a little hot, especially in your ear. But we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to open up with the seventh day morning prayer, God's good pleasure. Hang on, let me set something and get my mouse out of my way. I don't use my mouse to scroll through. I use the keys because they have tighter control. All right, let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee, the almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee, the light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfection. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it, nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right. And now our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for July 1st. And hey, what do you know? We're halfway through the week here, or halfway through the year here, or close to it. The text for it is from Zechariah 14:8. In summer and in winter shall it be. The streams of living water which flow from Jerusalem are not dried up by the parching heats of sultry midsummer any more than they were frozen by the cold winds of blustering winter. Rejoice, O my soul, that thou art spared to testify of the faithfulness of the Lord. The seasons change, and thou changest, but thy Lord abides evermore the same, and the streams of his love are as deep, as broad, and as full as ever. The heats of business cares and scorching trials make me need the cooling influences of the river of his grace. I may go at once and drink to the full from the inexhaustible fountain, for in summer and in winter it pours forth its flood. The upper springs are never scanty, and blessed be the name of the Lord. The nether springs cannot fail either. Elijah found Cherith dry up, but Jehovah was still the same God of providence. Job said his brethren were like deceitful brooks, but he found his God an ever-flowing river of consolation. The Nile is the great confidence of Egypt, but its floods are variable. Our Lord is evermore the same. By turning the course of the Euphrates, Cyrus took the city of Babylon. But no power, human or infernal, can divert the current of divine grace. The tracks of ancient rivers have been found all dry and desolate. But the streams which take their rise on the mountains of divine sovereignty and infinite love shall ever be full to the brim. Generations melt away, but the course of grace is unaltered. The river of God may sing with greater truth than the brook in the poem. Men may come and men may go, but I go on forever. How happy art thou, my soul, to be led beside each still waters. Never wander to other streams, lest thou hear the Lord's rebuke. What had thou to do in the way of Egypt to drink of the muddy water? All right, well, now our reading. Let's see, let me let you know what we're going to be reading with our double reading day. We're going to be reading 2 Kings 17, 18, and 19. We're going to be in reading Acts 20 and 21, verses 1 through 17. We'll be reading Psalm 148 and 149, and Proverbs 18, verses 6 through 8. So, sorry, I'm going to grab some coffee here before we start. All right, continuing on in the history, 2 Kings 17. Hear the word of the Lord. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, the son of Elah, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 9 years. And he did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, only not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, went up against him, and Hoshea became his servant and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, who had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and had offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria went up against the whole land, and he went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and took Israel away into exile to Assyria and settled them in Hala and Habor on the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. Now this happened because the sons of Israel had sinned against Yahweh their God, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the nations whom Yahweh had dispossessed from before the sons of Israel, and in the statutes of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the sons of Israel did things secretly which were not right against Yahweh their God. Moreover, they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. And they set for themselves sacred pillars and asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense on all the high places, as the nations did which Yahweh had taken away into exile before them, and they did evil things, provoking Yahweh to anger. And they served idols concerning which Yahweh had said to them, You shall not do this thing. Yet Yahweh warned Israel and Judah by the hand of all his prophets and every seer, saying, Turn from your evil ways, and keep my commandments, my statutes according to all the law, which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by the hand of my slaves, the prophets. However, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck, like their fathers, who did not believe in Yahweh their God. They also rejected his statutes and his covenant which he cut with their fathers, and his warnings with which he warned them, and they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the nations which surrounded them, concerning which Yahweh had commanded them not to do like them. And they forsook all the commandments of Yahweh their God, and made them for themselves molten images, even two calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. Then they made their sons and their daughters pass through the fire, and practiced divination and omens, and sold themselves to do what is evil in the sight of Yahweh, provoking him to anger. So Yahweh was very angry with Israel, and caused them to depart from his presence. None was left except the tribe of Judah alone. Also Judah did not keep the commandments of Yahweh their God, but walked in the statutes which Israel had made. So Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and gave them into the hand of plunderers, until he had cast them from his presence. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel away from following Yahweh, and made them sin a great sin. And the sons of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them, until Yahweh caused Israel to depart from his presence, as he spoke through all his slaves the prophets. So Israel went into exile from their own land to Assyria until this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and settled them in the cities of Samaria in place of the sons of Israel. So they possessed Samaria and lived in its cities. Now it happened at the beginning of their settlement there that they did not fear Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh sent lions among them which were killing them. So they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations whom you have taken away into exile and settled in the cities of Samaria do not know the custom of the gods of the land. So he has sent lions among them, and behold, they are putting them to death because they do not know the custom of the god of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Take there one of the priests whom you took away into exile, and let him go and live there, and let him instruct them the custom of the gods of the god of the land. So one of the priests whom they had taken away into exile from Samaria came and settled at Bethel, and instructed them how they should fear Yahweh. But each nation was still making gods of its own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the people of Samaria had made, each nation in their cities in which they lived. And the men of Babylon made Succoth-Benoth, the men of Cuth made Nergal, the men of Hamath made Ashenia, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burned their children in the fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of the Sepharvaim. They were also fearing Yahweh, and appointed from among all of themselves priests of the high places, and they were acting for them in the houses of the high places. They were fearing Yahweh and serving their own gods according to the customs of the nations from among whom they had been taken away into exile. To this day they are acting according to the earlier customs. They are not fearing Yahweh. They are not acting according to their statutes or their judgments or the law or the commandment which Yahweh commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Yahweh cut a covenant and commanded them, saying, You shall not fear other gods, nor worship them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Yahweh, who brought you up from the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm, him you shall fear, and to him you shall worship, and to him you shall sacrifice. And the statutes and the judgments and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall be careful to do forever, and you shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have cut with you you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods. But Yahweh your God you shall fear, and he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. However, they did not listen, but they were acting according to their earlier custom. So while these nations were fearing Yahweh, they also were serving their graven images, their children likewise, and then grandchildren, as their fathers acted, so they are acting this way to this day. All right, 2 Kings 18. Now it happened on the third year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, became king. He was 75 years old when he became king. I'm sorry. Wow, I read that wrong. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. He took away the high places and shattered the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherah, and he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days the sons of Israel were burning incense to it, and it was called Nehushtan. He trusted in Yahweh, the God of Israel, so that after him there were none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among those who were before him. So he clung to Yahweh. He did not turn away from following him, but kept his commandments which Yahweh had commanded Moses. And Yahweh was with him. Wherever he went, he prospered, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. He struck the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. Now in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea the son of Elah, king of Israel, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years they captured it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, which was the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was captured. Then the king of Assyria took Israel away into exile to Assyria and put them in Hala and on the Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because they did not listen to the voice of Yahweh their God, but trespassed against his covenant. Even all that Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded, they would neither listen nor do it. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. Then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever penalty you give to me, I will bear. So the king of Assyria set a penalty on Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Thus Hezekiah gave him all the silver which was found in the house of Yahweh and in the treasuries of the king's house. At that time Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of Yahweh and from the doorposts which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. Then the king of Assyria sent Tartan and Rabsaris and Rabshakeh from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a heavy military force to Jerusalem. So they went up and came to Jerusalem, and when they went up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is on the highway of the fuller's field. Then they called to the king, and Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to them. Then Rabshakeh said to them, Say now to Hezekiah, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What is this trust that you have? You say, but they are only empty words, I have counsel and might for the war. Now in whom do you trust that you have rebelled against me? Now behold, you trust in the staff of this crushed reed, even on Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in Yahweh our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? So now come make a bargain with my master the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to give riders for them. How then can you turn away one official of the least of my master's servants, and trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? So now have I come up without the approval of Yahweh against this place to make it a ruin? Yahweh said to me, Go up against this land and make it a ruin. Then Eliakim the son of Hilkiah and Shebna and Joah said to Rabshakeh, Speak now to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak with us in Judean in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said to them, Has my master sent me only to your master and to you to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall, doomed to eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in Judean, saying, Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you from his hand. And do not let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us, and this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make your peace with me and come out to me and eat each of his vine and each of his fig trees and drink each of the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive oil and honey, that you may live and not die. But do not listen to Hezekiah when he misleads you, saying, Yahweh will deliver us. Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? When have they delivered Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of the lands have delivered their land from my hand? That Yahweh would deliver Jerusalem from my hand. But the people were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's commandments was, do not answer him. Then Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. 2 Kings 19. Now it happened that when King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of Yahweh. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, with Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said to him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, reproof, and rejection, for children have come to the point of breaking forth, but there is no strength to give birth. Perhaps Yahweh your God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which Yahweh your God has heard. Therefore lift up a prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, thus says Yahweh, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the young men of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, so that he will hear a report and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land. Then Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, for he had heard that the king had set out from Lachish. Then he heard them say concerning Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against you. So he sent messengers again to Hezekiah, saying, thus you shall say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, devoting them to destruction. So will you be delivered? Did the gods of those nations which my father brought to ruin deliver them, even Gozan and Haran and Resef and the sons of Eden, who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, and of Hena and Iva? Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it, and he went up to the house of Yahweh and spread it out before Yahweh. And Hezekiah prayed before Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Open your eyes, O Yahweh, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, who sent them to reproach the living God. Truly, O Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have put their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. But now, O Yahweh, our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Yahweh, our God. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent word to Hezekiah, saying, thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you. This is the word that Yahweh has spoken against him. She has despised you and mocked you, the virgin daughter of Zion. She has shaken her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed, and against whom have you heightened your voice, and haughtily lifted up your eyes, against the Holy One of Israel? Through your messengers you have reproached the Lord, and you have said, with my many chariots, I came up to the heights of the mountains, to the remotest parts of Lebanon, and I cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress, and I entered its farthest lodging places, its thickest forest. I dug wells and drank foreign waters, and with the sole of my feet I dried up all the rivers of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I did it. From the days of old I formed it. Now I have brought it to pass that you should devastate fortified cities into ruinous heaps. So their inhabitants were short of power. They were dismayed and put to shame. They were as the plant of the field and as the green herb, as grass on the rooftops is scorched before it rises. But I know you're sitting down, and you're going out, and you're coming in, and you're raging against me. Because of your raging against me, and because your presumptuousness has come up to my eyes, therefore I will put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of its own accord, and the second year what springs from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of Yahweh will do this. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria. He will not come to this city or shoot an arrow there, and he will not come before it with a shield or throw up a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he shall not come to this city, declares Yahweh. Indeed, I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Now it happened that night that the angel of the Now it happened that night that the angel of Yahweh went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And the men arose early in the morning, and behold, all of them were dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, set out and went away and returned home and lived at Nineveh. Now it happened that as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sharesser struck him down with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, became king in his place. Sorry, that was a little tough one. All right, Acts 20. Now after the uproar had ceased, Paul, having summoned and exhorted the disciples, said farewell and left to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone through those districts and had given them much exhortation, he came to Greece, and there he spent 3 months. And when a plot was formed against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Assyria, he decided to return through Macedonia. And he was accompanied by Sopater of Berea, the son of Pyrrhus, and by Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy and Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia. But these had gone on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. And we sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came to them at Troas within 5 days, and there we stayed 7 days. And on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began speaking to them, intending to leave the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight. Now there were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered together, and there was a young man named Eutychus, sitting on the windowsill, sinking into a deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking, he sunk into that sleep and fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. But Paul went down and fell upon him, and after embracing him, he said, "Do not be troubled, for his life is in him." And when he had gone back up and had broken the bread and eaten, he talked with them a long while until daybreak, and then left. And they took away the boy alive and were not a little comforted. But we, going ahead to the ship, set sail for Assos, intending from there to take Paul on board, for so he had arranged it, intending himself to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene, and sailing from there we arrived the following day opposite Chios, and the next day we crossed over to Samos, and the day following we came to Miletus, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be in Jerusalem if possible on the day of Pentecost. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know from the first day that I set foot in Asia how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials which came upon me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly and from house to house." Sorry, let me get some coffee. "Solemnly testifying to both Jews and Greeks about repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testified to me in every city, saying the chains and afflictions await me. But I do not make my life of any account, nor dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that all of you among whom I went about preaching the kingdom will no longer see my face. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be watchful, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothes. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my own needs and to those who were with me. In everything I showed you that by laboring in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they began to weep aloud, and falling on Paul's neck, they were kissing him, being in agony especially over the word which he had spoke, that they would not see his face again. And they were accompanying him to the ship. Acts 21, verses 1 through 17. Now when we had parted from them and had set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. And when we came in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we kept sailing to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And after looking up the disciples, we stayed there 7 days, and they kept tailing Paul through the Spirit not to set foot in Jerusalem. And when our days there were ended, we left and started on our journey, while they all, with wives and children, escorted us until we were out of the city. After kneeling down on the beach and praying, we said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and after greeting the brothers, we stayed with them for a day. And on the next day we left and came to Caesarea, and entering the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we were staying there for some days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." And when we had heard this, we as well as the local residents began begging him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, crying and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Now after these days we got ready and started on our way up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea also came with us, taking us to Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. And after we arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers welcomed us gladly. Sorry, I don't know what the deal is with the frog in my throat. Psalm 148. Praise Yah. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, heaven of heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He caused them to stand forever and ever. He gave a statute and it will never pass away. Praise Yahweh from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind doing his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged bird, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges on the earth, both choice men as well as virgins, the old with the young. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is set on high. His splendor is above earth and heaven, and he has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his holy ones, for the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise Yah. And Psalm 149. Praise Yah. Sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the assembly of the holy ones. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the son of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, with tambourines and lyre. Let them sing praises to him, for Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the holy ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the exaltations of God be in their throats, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations, and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains, and their honored men with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written, "This is the majesty of all his holy ones. Praise Yah." And finally, Proverbs 18, verses 6 through 8. A fool's lips come with strife, and his mouth calls for beatings. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the stomach. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Let's go ahead and do the evening devotion. Sorry, let me scroll to it. All right, the evening devotion. The text for it is from Genesis 3:8. The voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. My soul, now that the cool of the day has come, retire a while and hearken to the voice of thy God. He is always ready to speak with thee, when thou art prepared to hear. If there be any slowness to commune, it is not on his part, but altogether on thine own, for he stands at the door and knocks. And if his people will but open, he rejoices to enter. But in what state is my heart, which is my Lord's garden? May I venture to hope that it is well trimmed and watered, and is bringing forth fruit fit for him? If not, he will have much to reprove. But still I pray him to come unto me, for nothing can so certainly bring my heart into a right condition as the presence of the Son of Righteousness, who brings healing in his wings. Come therefore, O Lord my God, my soul invites thee earnestly and waits for thee eagerly. Come to me, O Jesus, my well-beloved, and plant fresh flowers in my garden, such as I see blooming in such perfection in thy matchless character. Come, O my Father, who art the husbandman, and deal with me in thy tenderness and prudence. Come, O Holy Spirit, and bedew my whole nature, as the herbs are now moistened with the evening dews. O that God would speak to me. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. O that he would walk with me. I am ready to give up my whole heart and mind to him, and every other thought is hushed. I am only asking what he delights to give. I am sure that he will condescend to have fellowship with me, for he has given me his Holy Spirit to abide with me forever. Sweet is the cool twilight, when every star seems like the eye of heaven, and the cool wind is as the breath of celestial love. My Father, my elder brother, my sweet comforter, speak now in loving kindness, for thou hast opened mine ear, and I am not rebellious. All right, well, that is our program for the day. I thank you for spending this time with me, and I thank you for your patience with what happened yesterday and not being able to get out a real episode. I hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. I would pray that you have one. I hope you have great plans. I will say, if your plans do not include church, change them. You need to be attending with a local body of believers. I realize there are some people who physically cannot. I got it. And that's not who I'm talking to. But for the rest of you that are trying to use streaming services and whatever as church, that's not church. All right? You need to be attending with a local body of believers. You need to be doing your research out there. And there are a number of church finders out there. Founders Ministry has one. Grace to You has one out there. Grace Community Church Master Seminary has a church finder. So definitely find yourself a good, solid local church. If you got to drive a little bit, drive a little bit. I know gas is rough, though it has come down lately. But you need to drive, and you need to go attend with the saints. All right. Well, again, I hope you have a great day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and close out with the seventh day evening prayer called Future Blessing. Let's pray. O Lord God, there is no blessing we implore, but thou art able to give, hast promised to give, hast given already to countless multitudes. all unworthy and guilty like ourselves. Make us willing to receive the supply of our need from thy bounty. To this end, convince us of sin. Soften our hard hearts to bewail our folly, ingratitude, pride, unbelief, rebellion, corruption. Through the law may we die to the law. Then look with wonder, submission, delight to the provision thou hast made for the glory of thy name and the salvation of sinners. Give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, a love that excites to holy obedience, a joy in thee that is our strength, a faith in thy Son who loved us and died for us. May we persevere in duty, when not fully conscious of thee, wait upon thee and keep thy way, be humble and earnest suppliants at thy feet, live continually as on the brink of eternity. Let us be at thy disposal for the duties and events of life, submit our preferences to thy wisdom and will, resign our enjoyments if thou shouldst require it, as our absolute proprietor and best friend. And our unworthiness and provocations make us grateful for the means of grace and the ordinances of religion, and teach us to profit by them more than we have done. Help us to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to enter upon the Sabbath mindful of its solemnities, duties, privileges, setting all things worldly aside while we worship thee. May we know the blessedness of men whose strength is in thee, and in whose hearts are the highways to heaven. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have a great day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.